The Interpreter of Birds. I go into the forest to listen. A folding chair, one beer, two ears. First, the raucous flies, industriously nosy. What have I brought them? Only a little sweat ruined with sunscreen. Still, they return every few seconds to see if my story has changed, then tell their friends, who have to see for themselves. A fat bumblebee, orange as beetle kill, drifts by heavy and low, a lazy zeppelin buzzing toward some sweeter pasture. A spider gets too personal, so I brush him off, and still the flies continue their gossip, as if it were some tangy, sweet, small-town distraction, as if they lived somewhere boring. In the distance, songbirds have strung a highway of language between the trees. They race along it back and forth, returning each other's calls as if to say, "I forgot to mention," only to repeat themselves. I listen hard to decipher their patois, but it takes a skilled ear to hear the news in a tongue with neither vowels nor consonants. Strange the words formed without the aid of lips. I struggle to make sense as they twitter and loop, draping their thoughts from tree to tree. It seems they must be upset or joyful about events disturbing or miraculous. Perhaps the dying forest, the falling price of twigs, the need for a cure for all these flies. Or maybe the way this lovely summer day unrolls like a wave, renewing itself with each passing moment. I remember my friend who has the gift to translate that elusive language. Jabberwet? Whistle who? Peep butter. I wish him here to make plain what disturbs their delicate hearts. Fear or joy or rumor, a dire warning, idle chatter, or a poem like this one, interrupted by flies, when there is so much to talk about. The cloudless sky, the molting pines, the ageless valley, and everything in between.